AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. General John Campbell, commander of the U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan, says Afghan troops called in the airstrike last Saturday that hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz.
We have now learned that on October 3rd, Afghan forces advised that they were taking fire from enemy positions and asked for air support from U.S. forces. An airstrike was then called to eliminate the Taliban threat, and several civilians were accidentally struck.
22 people, including hospital staffers and patients, were killed. Doctors Without Borders President Mini Nikolai dismisses the suggestion Taliban fighters were in the area.
First of all, they admit with a cooperation with the U.S. government that they have made this attack, so this is leading to a war crime. And secondly, this hospital was full with patients, caretakers, and staff, more than 180 people, looking for wounded who were wounded in the week before during the fighting.
She is calling for an independent investigation into the attack. AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.